Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to have a wonderful time praising God with music. And we're going to start with Sophia leading us in Psalm 150, which you can find at 874. And you can see there's a summer frame.
Thank you.
other ways too. But this service is mostly music, partly because we're going to be welcoming a new choir director, and we're celebrating our Minister of Music, Barry Kitchen, and we're just going to say thank you, God, for music and musicians.
It's going to be great.
And I'm glad you're here. I want you to take a look at this. We're going to do announcements now. I know I always say this. You're always here. Oh, well. Announcements are not something other than worship. Announcements are part of worship. This represents the work that people do as a result of God's love. Right? We praise God and we receive God's blessings and forgiveness and empowerment, and then we go into the world to do stuff, and this represents some of what that is. So this is not intermission or anything like that. So take a look. So we're going to be talking a little bit later about Taizé worship. I've been announcing that we're going to be showing a DVD about the history of Taizé. Yeah, we're not. It's a long story. We're not. Technologically, we are unable to do so at the moment. However, we're going to go downstairs because there's lunch. If you want to join us, Michelle is here, who's going to talk to us a little bit about her experience of Taizé worship. Shannon and I are going to talk about our experience of having visited that community, and maybe others might as well, I don't know. And we're going to experience a little bit of what Taizé has to offer. All right? So we're going downstairs anyway, is what I'm telling you, after the service, but there is no DVD. Okay. And the next real Taizé worship service is Sunday, October 6th. And Michelle, it's at?
It's at
7:30.
Yeah,
here in this sanctuary, 7:30, once a month, Taizé style worship. Men's breakfast is coming up. You can see that interfaith potluck on the 9th. That did not get in, but it's the 9th. I promise it'll be there next week. You'll see us in worship in a minute, and you can join if we inspire you to do so. The Secret Sister Ministry, please read about that. It's something fun for women in the congregation. We get a new Secret Sister if we want to in the fall, and we do our Secret Sister thing all year, and then in the fall again, there's a big reveal, and I get a new Secret Sister. So that big reveal is Wednesday. It's coming Wednesday at 5:30. Potluck. If you just want to come and see what it's about, and in the end not put your name in for the Secret Sister draw, that's great too. Because potluck, who doesn't want to come to a potluck? Right? Anyway, so that's coming up. Christian Grove is on the 3rd. They're making jam for the cookie walk on Monday. I think I'm going to let you read the rest of that, unless there's something you especially want me to announce. I'm going to announce right now our musicians are awesome. I'm probably going to forget to say thank you, so thank you to them right now. Music is a tremendous gift, as you know, and we have so many people willing to offer their musical gifts, and we're so grateful. I'm going to ask Sue to come and share a bit of information.
Remembering. So I'm reading to you from the Mission and Service Fund booklet, and in keeping with our theme, it's Singing for Inclusion. Our guests for Mission and Service support programs at places like Naomi Center and Emmanuel House, both part of Stella's Circle in St. John's, Newfoundland. For Canada's 150th celebration in 2017, Stella's Circle organized a concert. Stella's Circle Sings for Canada featured the premiere of a song written by the Inclusion Choir with Amelia Curran and a screening of a film by Roger Maunder about the process. The Inclusion Choir includes many living on the edges in Newfoundland society, blended with staff from Stella's Circle. The concert was due in large part to 3 student placements. Reflecting on their learnings, the students spoke about the powers of the songwriting process and how participants saw the song as our song. Music student Christian said it allowed her to focus on how music can have an impact on social situations and lives. For Christian, the focus was not on getting the job done, but the enjoyment. Justin, a student in social work, commented on the fact that as soon as choir members walked out on stage, they stood tall. He saw singing as a mindfulness act. It focused the mind on the act of singing. Sarah, a student in business management, saw how the work she learned in human resources could be put into action in terms of diversity, and she enjoyed how everyone collaborated. From the perspective of Stella's circle, they saw three students embrace something new, fit right in, and add value to what was happening at Stella's circle. What a great experience for all. If mission and service giving is already part of your regular life, thank you. And if you've not given, please join me in making mission and service giving a regular part of your life of faith. Loving our neighbor is the heart of mission and service.
The choir is going to sing right now. Before they do, I'm going to ask Autumn, who is going to lead us in the opening prayer, to come up and get ready. And then right after that, we're going to try a Taizé song, and Michelle is going to speak to us before that, so you can be ready. Just after Autumn leads the prayer, it's your turn, okay? All right, so we're going to listen. Hang on, we're going to listen to the choir first. Voices United, number 247. and it's a song in the Tese style. And I've asked Michelle, who is the leader of the Tese group that meets here, to come and speak a little bit about what Tese means to her, and then we'll try a Tese song. Okay?
For me, Tese is a very peaceful, simple, meditative prayer-based service. We've been meeting for about 5 years, and immediately what resonated with me was the songs. They're very simple, they're pretty profound, and we sing one or two verses over and over, so it gives you an opportunity to learn the songs easy, but also it does have a meditative effect. And after the meetings, we have 10 minutes of silence, which is very nice for contemplating what you've just heard. Over time, what has really struck me with the service is that it is very Christian-focused. We have people that attend from the United Church, from the Catholic Church, as well as from the Anglican Church. During the service, we have readings in French and in English, and we try and sing the songs in many different languages. So all of that, over time, for me, is supporting a really community service. And what I've noticed also is Brother Roger had selected the various readings that we do, and there's an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. It's very based on the community. He's encouraging that. But there's always a message of hope, I find, and with everything going on in the world, I really do appreciate the very uplifting nature of the prayers that are chosen. So on the website, it recommends the prayers for the next week, and it's kind of neat that in Whitehorse we're having this prayer service that they're also having all around the world, because Tese is practiced everywhere. If you have any more questions or if you're curious at all about Tese, please don't hesitate to ask me. As mentioned, our next service is October 6th. We meet once a month on Sunday evening at 7:30. If you like to sing and if you can speak French, you'd be immediately a star with our group, because we would welcome both those talents. So we're a small group, and we would really like to be just a little bit bigger. So thank you.
So then turn to 247. Is it 247?
Yes.
So in the Tese style, I'm going to ask Barry to play it once, yes? Are you going to piano, Barry?
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to play it over once. You're going to stay seated. He'll play the melody once, and then he'll sing it 5 times in a row. It's meant to be, at Tese worship, it's probably more than that, but we'll sing it 5 times in a row. It sort of lets you settle into it. You're not fighting with the melody anymore. You're just singing or listening, and you're letting your spirit go where it needs to go. So Barry will play it once, we'll sing it 5 times in a row. It's one line.
Thank you.
we're going to sing. Got the whole world in his hands, and then the ukulele, because we're celebrating different ways of music, the ukulele is going to play for you, and you're going to sing. The words are in here. Really, I'm taking this off because my ukulele will knock it off.
Do you mind me to put this on?
Okay.
Gracious
and faithful age after age. Amen.
And one more psalm that is not in your word. It's just going to be read, right, by Rowan and Theo. And this is Psalm 98.
Sing to God a new song.
For God has done marvelous things.
You have remembered your steadfast love.
All the ends of the earth have seen the faithfulness of God.
Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth.
Break into joyous praise. Sing songs.
Sing songs to God with the harp.
With the harp and the melodious voice.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before our wonderful God.
Let the sea roar and all that is in it.
The world and all its inhabitants.
Let the rivers clap their hands.
And the hills sing together for joy before God.
Praise God with the music of all living things.
Have you noticed how much, start noticing, because the Psalms are full of, they were meant to be sung, and they're full of expressions like all the earth, praise God, all the earth, all people, to the ends of the earth. And that might just slip by until you know that their political situation, and ours, I dare say, is one where not everyone would agree that all the earth is part of God, and that all the earth should be protected, and all people, and so on. So it's they're very political in the best sense of the word, you know. They're offering a vision of all the world and all people as equally loved and in covenant with God. So, because we're celebrating Barry and Ruth, I asked each of them to choose a hymn, and Barry's choice is 217, and we're singing verses 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.
of confession. I'll lead us in a short spoken confession, and then tell me what you think of this song after you've used it in this way. 248, if you would turn to that now. Uses the images as musical images to speak about God, specifically a trinity. God the singer, God the song, God the breath. It's very Trinitarian, and it's, anyway, see what you think. I'll lead us in a spoken confession, and then we'll move simply into 248 verses 1 to 4. Then we'll have some silent prayer. I'll light the candle, and we'll sing verses 5 and 6. Just follow. Okay, so let's pray. God, we thank you that you have created us and that our beings are meant to be in tune with the beat, the harmony, the melody of the creation. You sang this world into being. You call us to raise our voices and our very beings in echo. And we confess that there are times when we have not done that, when our actions and our thoughts and our words have not honored your intent, have not honored your creation, have not honored the music built deep into the fabric of the world. And when we have forgotten your song, when we have lived out of tune and out of step, we ask your forgiveness. As individuals, as church, as society, we have often fallen away. We ask you now to restore the light, to sing us again in the tune, and help us to live and work, speak, and be in harmony with you. So continue to hear our prayers as we pray to you in song.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good as anything. 245. It's not exact. 874. It's 245. And we're just going to sing a version of what Sophia read to us earlier. It's Psalm 150, which says, "Praise God with everything," and then maybe it has this universal everybody all. Beautiful. Let's everybody say it. Places in our society where people sing together Just sing, not practice choral singing, which is a blessing in itself. But just get together. It doesn't matter. Nobody says, can you sing or can you not? They say, here's a book, let's sing. One of the last places that I know of in our society where we do that, just sing together, is here. Lots of research speaks of the mental health benefits of doing that. The church has always known it. Whether they could articulate it or not, the church, no matter what forms of worship have been in style through the centuries, almost always includes music. And when they ban music, it comes back. And like many of you, I participated in the climate strike marches 2 Fridays in a row. And at times, the crowd was chanting slogans. Someone would begin, there is no planet B. And the crowd would pick it up. Or, what do we want? Change. When do we want it? Now. Exactly. And then others would join in. And when they got going with the one where the older people chant, we will die of old age. And the kids chant back, and we will die of climate change. Right? There's something visceral that happens and an energy that gets flowing. You could say those things, but when you chant them in rhythm, something happens. And because I'm one of those who will probably die of old age, I'm also old enough to remember people like Pete Seeger and Peter, Paul and Mary and Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and so many others, and how their songs fueled a revolution. And when Martin Luther King was walking with his people, they were singing, "We shall overcome." They were singing. And some of the current rappers, too, I know. But I'm not as familiar with them. But when I listen to those old guys, even now, some of my spirit rises. And as I said, the rappers are wonderful. I've heard some of them. I'm not deeply in touch with that kind of music, but I know that they express the anger and the determination of a generation. Music can change things. And I just think, for what it's worth, I think that what we're missing right now is a song or some kind of music that is accessible and angry and hopeful and challenging, that would take us deep into the fire of God's belly for the health of this planet and for the justice and peace that is so very lacking right now. This movement needs an anthem. May we always make music together. May we always sing and play our feelings and dreams. Thank God for music and musicians. You genuinely, honestly change lives and change the world. So let's all sing, and let's know that in this treasure of music, where our treasure lies, there is our heart.
Clouds have been blowing the sky. Wind comes and circles and by. How can we see?
Okay. We're going to praise God with our offering now.
Thank you.
going to move into an act of covenanting now. The people who are taking part in this, please come forward. While you're doing that, I just want to say, yeah, come forward. While they're coming forward. While they're coming forward. I'm very moved as well, yeah. Are there lines in hymns that just get to you? Okay. So, when the evening gently closes in and you shut your weary eyes, I'll be there because I've always been. Just one of those parts. To me, that's Jesus. And so, we have a wonderful thing to do today, and that is to covenant with Ruth Stebbin, who is our new choir director, and with Barry Hitchin, who is our new minister of music. We've given him a new title for a thing that he's always been, a minister of music. And so, do you see where this act of covenanting begins? It begins with the chair of council, and... Okay, so let's begin.
It is the duty and the joy of God's people to offer worship and praise to God always and everywhere. It is a special joy to gather each week to worship as a family of faith. Music is a vital part of that worship.
White was united as a long and proud heritage of music that uplifts and inspires its people. And we give thanks for that heritage. We think today of leaders in the past like Nick Arnold, Bertha Ayers, Alison Pearson, Will Petrico, Ken Stewart, Derek Yap, and our current musicians, far too many to name, Joanne Lewis and Brian Lendrum and Mo Mooney and Marilyn Rogers and Pat Westberg and Diane Imond and many more. All your faithful servants bringing joy to your people. And today that tradition continues.
Barry Kitchen and Ruth Stebbin, you have been called by God and invited by this congregation to the positions of Minister of Music and Choir Director. Do you believe that God is calling you to express your faith and use your musical gifts in this way?
I do. So do we. And we thank God for the moving of the Spirit who has called you and for your willingness to answer. Please speak to us of your call.
Okay. I had to write it down, otherwise I'd be here for half an hour. As Minister of Music, I feel it is my duty to create an atmosphere of celebration and reverence to God through music for all worship services. I will help to lead the church music program to include various expressions of musical experience. I will foster an innovative and blended style of music to enhance and support the worship message goals. I will provide an inspiring and motivational music ministry during all worship services. Lead the congregation utilizing a variety of styles of music, including coaching for new songs unfamiliar to the congregation. Spread vitality and engage the congregation through the musical worship experience. Help bridge generational and cultural differences by selecting a balance of musical styles for every service, which will, as a whole, have multi-generational appeal. And by briefly presenting the spiritual context of all music to the congregation in terms through which all generational and cultural perspectives can understand, relate, and connect with God. Finally, it is my goal to be a channel for God's love, to express God's divine qualities through musical expression, and to help aid in the spiritual development of the congregation so that they too can become greater expressions of God's love.
Amen. I must say that this job has been it was like the final crowning touch on my decision to move north to my second home in Whitehorse. It's now my first home. But the opportunity to do the thing that I love the absolute best, which is lead a church choir, and to not actually have to play the piano at the same time is absolutely wonderful. In terms of singing, singing, as Bev mentioned, is physical. We take in the breath, we engage our brain and our bodies, and we bring forth music. And choral music to me is we provide joy and a worship experience for everybody that hears it. And I liken that very much to what the church does. We take in the breath of God or the ruah and God's spirit. We use our bodies and we spread joy and worship throughout the world. So to me, choral singing, especially in a church, is very much like what church is like. Again, I am most blessed to be here. And to be able to work with this amazing musician is absolutely wonderful. And actually to have a minister that is so focused on music is, it doesn't always happen. So we are very blessed here at Whitehorse United to have Bev to do that. So thank you.
Anyone offering leadership in the family of God does so first at the call of God, and then with the support of the people. And so it is with the organist and the choir director. Would the choir please stand? Do you, as choir members, give your support to Barry and Ruth in their positions? Do you promise to work with them with enthusiasm, respect, discipline, and joy? If so, say, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Would the congregation please stand? Do you, the people of Whitehorse United, promise to support Barry and Ruth? Will you pray for them and with them? And in every way in which you're able, work with them so that the worship of this church truly honors God and serves the people? So please say, yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
I represent the youth of the Whitehorse United Church. I also represent the adults, because where I am now, they once were, and where they are now, I one day hope to be. My age group will take the church into the future in whatever form emerges. Music is very important to my age group and will give us joy and the power to face future and change in the world as we follow Jesus in his way of love. What we are doing right now is very important, and so I ask that we pray for Barry and Ruth and thank God for them right now. God, thank you for Barry and Ruth. Help them in their work, and help us to support them, and help us all to worship you with joy.
Standing, it is with great joy that we welcome you to the position of choir director.
We welcome you.
Barry Kitchen, it is with great joy that we confirm you in your continuing role and new title as Minister of Music, which you always have been.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for your faithful servants, Barry and Ruth. Give them joy and fulfillment in their roles. Help us to support and encourage them. And may they and we together worship you in ways that empower your people and touch the world with love. Amen.
Amen.
Erin, is there a card? It's two cards. Okay, we've got two cards from the kids.
The Kids of Joyful Noise made a card to welcome you, Ruth, and to say thank you, Barry.
And all of us together say, thanks
be to God. Amen.
Yay. We're going to have spoken prayer, and then at the end, We're going to pray in the Tese style again. Do you see right where we finished off? There's a sung prayer. So when I finish, Barry is going to do the same thing. He's going to play that to me, and then we're going to sing it 5 times in the Tese way. But first of all, we're going to come over here and lead you in prayer.
God of creation, in the beginning you sang this world into being. Your creation is a work of art, a symphony of color, design, and rhythm. Life itself is your most wondrous gift. If teeming with melody and harmony, your love is the drumbeat, steady and constant.
We thank you for the gift of life and for the way your love sustained us all. In words of scripture, in music, in the faces of those around us, and deep inside our souls. We ask you to give us ears open to the music of your love in all of its many forms.
We pray for you now in our world, for places and people unable to hear the sweet music of your presence.
Those who are hurt by wars, hunger, poverty, homelessness, injustice of all kinds, prejudice, illness, addictions, systems that dehumanize, and the daily grind of life that can wear us down so that we can't hear the music. Show us how to live. Sing to us your song of shalom, the wholeness that is your intent and your promise.
Call us to sing songs of resistance and liberation until all your creatures are free.
We thank you once again for your faithful servants, Mary and Ruth. Give them joy and satisfaction in their ministries. We thank you for all the musicians who give us pleasure and bring us closer to you. We pray for musicians around the world and thank you for the power of their art.
Hear us now as we pray for the people and concerns, especially in our hearts today. We pray aloud for Steve and Patty, for Butch and Donald and Angus, for Barbara and David and Ken and Juanita, and Victor and Jared, for Tom and Gloria and Barb, Eileen, Jerry and Sarah and Kaya and Vanessa, for Calvin and Ellen, for Desmond, James and Mike, Jamie, Patrice, Catherine, and Kali.
We offer you our prayers, asking that you make us into instruments of peace and wholeness.
We pray in the name of Jesus, your song in human flesh.
Let's move now into prayer in Jesus' time.
Thank you.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell you again. When I first got here, within the first 3 months or so, I can count three people. I think there were more, but three people who came to me and basically said, I just have to be honest with you. Like, you're okay and everything, but I want to hear you. So, and that just reminds me that that's what it's about, right? We are one. And Ruth has a unique talent, and Barry has a unique talent, and so does the choir, but so do you. And everything that we do here is about being one. It's not about performing, it's not about, it's about serving the world in the name of Jesus, whose arms are open wide like this, with acceptance and love. And we each do that with the unique gifts that we have. And so this has been wonderful to lift up this music, and its intent is to empower all of us to be one, to be the ministers that we are created to be, each of us uniquely gifted. So we're going to sing the benediction to one another, and with the assurance that God is with us, we can in fact go in peace. Would you stand and let's sing to one another?
Opening and closing, because on a pipe organ, that's how you control the volume of the pipes.
When they're closed, it's quiet, and you'll hear it get quieter when you play it. And as they open, we get louder. So here it is, the Lutheran Church song, also known as Toccata from the Fifth Organ Symphony by Vidor. And it's going to take me a few seconds to set up. I mean, get up the music.